piss down my back and tell me it's raining.
Hello again there, folks. So one of the earlier videos that I did on this channel was a video where I called Extinction Rebellion controlled opposition. I said that this is what controlled opposition looks like. So the G7 means that we've got Extinction Rebellion back in the news again with their stupid costumes on and protesting against the elites. And I thought I'd have a pop at it. I thought I'd do a bit of an old school off the cuff rant about it, because I really, like, my contempt for Extinction Rebellion, like, has only grown, because back when I did the first video, I was mainly interested in the multicultural stuff, and I regarded the Agenda 2030 and the technocracy, I regarded that as all being a bit of a side issue. Obviously over the last year or so, I've begun to, like, rethink it, and I've begun to become kind of horrified at what's coming in. And by the way, for YouTube's algorithm, I'm not going to be touching on the pandemic because I understand that you'll ban us for it. So let's just step over that and begin with the ID passports, which are coming in, which are being discussed at the G7. Because what Extinction Rebellion's sort of, what they're pissed off about is that they think the elites aren't doing enough for the environment. They think the elites aren't doing enough for the green issues to save the world and the planet. But, like, if you take the ID passport, for example, that's just the first plank in what will become a social credit system in the Western world. And part of that, it isn't just going to be about the pandemic, it's going to be about the it's going to be about how your carbon footprint. It's going to be about sustainability. And it's going to be about how they want everything hooked up, the Internet of Things. And so, for example, you will have a new heating system, and it'll monitor your, say, how much water you're putting in the bath, and how hot your bath is, and how much energy that's actually using. All of this will be monitored. This will be going straight in, and this will be attached to your digital ID. So, and it'll all be automated as well. And it may see that, well, you have actually overstepped the mark, and your bath was a little bit too warm today, and so we're going to just deduct a few points from your ID passport, like from your digital ID. Your credit rating is going to go down a little bit. Or, and if you're scared and you think, oh, well, I'm going to head off and get a cabin and have a log burner. Well, yeah, they're going to try and outlaw just burning wood, and that you're going to have to go through all of the sort of red tape, and you're going to have to buy the special approved wood. I mean, this has been getting dripped into the discourse for years now. You know, when we talk about, this is how you end up living in the pod, this is how you end up eating synthetic meat, this is how you end up with the maggot burgers. So what I'm saying is, like, the agenda of the elites is actually, they're using the green issue, they're using sustainability, these buzzwords they always use, they're using all of this to install a social credit system. Now, if you watch my stuff, you know that I'm always outdoors, I love to be in the countryside. I want a lot more of that. But so it's not actually about saving the environment. We all love the countryside. This is something else. This is being used to put us onto a social credit system, which is essentially what the Great Reset is. So then you get these absolute retards turning up at the G7 meeting and saying, oh, well, these elites are just uncaring capitalist pigs. Like, you don't care about the dolphins, you don't care about the turtles and all of these things, you don't care about the trees, you don't care about the planet, you just care about money. And it's, like, complete bullshit, because when you actually have a look at what the elite are doing, they're doing, like, they're going, like, full bore on this issue. And Extinction Rebellion, they see it obviously as this existential issue, which is to say that the world is going to end, and they use this apocalyptic language. Well, if that's the case, then everything is justified. So what the government actually, the globalist elites are doing, if they put you onto a social credit system, if they they abolish, they're already going to phase out diesel, they're going to phase out petrol and all of this, they're going to bring in electric batteries, you're going to own nothing. And what they mean by that is that you lease everything. Most of the time you won't have a car. What you will do is just tap it into your phone that you need to go from point A to point B, and an automated car running on electric will take you. And by the way, if you don't have a very good credit score, you won't get to go to the countryside, because that will be designated as like a special eco zone. So all of these things are like on the agenda. Like, this is literally what's being rolled out. This is literally what's being constructed before us. An Extinction Rebellion are coming out, like, their whole point is to say this isn't enough, there has to be more. You don't care about all of this stuff. And I think, but what is it that you want? And it's like, are you like an actual retard? Can you not see that you're going to end up in the pod eating the synthetic burgers? Like, so, but it's justified. They're fine with it. And this is like, there could be a thing where they say, well, you know, the capitalist pigs don't want us to care about that. They do. The capitalist pigs do want you in there, and they want you sitting in your pod watching your giant TV screen, never going outside. And like a drone from Netflix drops your stuff at the door for you, so you never go to the shops anymore. All of the small businesses will be wiped out. So everything you do is on the internet. Like, to me, this is like hell. This is what the elites want, and it's a vision of hell. But Extinction Rebellion are such utter retards that they are essentially telling the government, the world, the global elites, to do what they want to do anyway, to do what they're going to do, regardless of whether or not Extinction Rebellion exists. This is like the fucking Ewoks from Star Wars telling the Emperor that he doesn't have a big enough Death Star. Build a bigger one. Put a bigger laser on. Have more troops on the ground. Like, lock us down harder, Daddy. This is like the ultimate in lock us down harder, Daddy. And of course, we all know that Extinction Rebellion, with their verified Twitter accounts, this is a complete false opposition. But when you look at how horrific it is what's being brought in, and you see that they are adding a sort of veneer of rebellion, as if to say, well, they don't really exist, as if to say, well, you know, to go back to the analogy of the Star Wars, this is like the Emperor then reacting and saying, oh, look at these Ewoks, I've got to build a bigger Death Star, I've got to react to the grassroots here, boys. Sorry, we just don't have a choice. Sorry, we're look at all this pressure we're getting from Extinction Rebellion. Looks like we're going to have to put you in the pod. We're going to have to decrease the size of the pods. We're going to have to decrease your portion of protein maggot burgers for the day. Look, we just can't withstand the popular backlash of what Extinction Rebellion is bringing on us here. And so the worst of it all that I hate about these bastards, the worst of it all is that it insults my intelligence, because it's supposed to be that I can't see through this bullshit. I can't see that you're just like a globalist NGO, and that what's happening in Cornwall is basically just the elites like speaking to themselves. It's just like one agenda speaking to the other. They both agree. I'm supposed to think that this is some sort of grassroots sort of movement to hold the politicians' feet to the fire, when it's exactly what they want to be doing anyway. Because believe it or not, I've actually been on demos, and I've seen what happens when the police don't like what you have to say. When the elites don't, you're not going along with the elite agenda. And what you do is get the horses and the police and the riot police smashing your head in with batons. Extinction Rebellion get away with blue murder because it is the elites. It is the elites just putting on a puppet show to somehow make their agenda seem legitimate, to make it seem that they've been pushed in that direction by a bunch of retards in stupid costumes. And I find it insulting. And that's why they just get right under my fingernails. They just drive me up the wall because I'm watching a puppet show like, in real time. But the stakes are so high and so horrible about what's being rolled out that you're left in this situation where you've just got to watch this fucking farce. So, Extinction Rebellion are one of these things that in the modern world, which I shouldn't get so pissed off about, but I just can't help it. They drive me up the wall, and it's more so now when I made the first video because I'm much more aware of how horrible this agenda is. So, thanks for listening, folks. If you want to help me out, chip in, I'll be really grateful for it. See you next time.